Welcome to The Stream by AASHTO, your weekly podcast that navigates through the currents of environmental discourse in the transportation world. Join us on the first Wednesday of every month as we delve into the depths of environmental dynamics, sustainability pathways, and everything in between that shapes the transportation landscape. Brought to you by AASHTO's Environmental Management Technical Services Program. Well, thanks so much for joining us here on The Stream. I'm your host, Bernie Wagenblast. In our previous episode, we delved into the crucial aspects of preparation for a solar eclipse, emphasizing the significance of establishing contingency plans, training personnel, and effectively communicating with the public. Building upon this foundation, today's conversation centers around emergency transportation management during and after the solar eclipse. It's imperative to understand the importance of swift and coordinated action during the celestial event to ensure public safety and minimize disruptions. Joining us today is Brandon Keller, Emergency Coordinator with the Illinois Department of Transportation. Brandon will provide insight into the seamless transition from preparation to action, highlighting the critical role of emergency transportation management during and after a solar eclipse. Brandon, welcome to The Stream by AASHTO.
Thank you for having me.
I mentioned your title in the opening, but tell us a little bit about your role at Illinois DOT and some of the different hats that you wear as the emergency coordinator for Illinois DOT, please.
As you mentioned, I am the emergency coordinator for the Transportation Infrastructure Security Unit, which is within our Bureau of Operations here at Illinois Department of Transportation. The main focus of my job is coordinating disaster response activities, the implementation and coordination of strategic emergency planning, as well as overseeing the resource request process between the local jurisdictions and IDOT. I also serve as the primary interagency liaison with other state and federal agencies and municipal governments for emergency preparedness and response. This includes the oversight of response efforts by agency personnel as well. So much that goes on there, and at times it seems like there is so many moving parts. And to be honest, there really is. Every day is always something different. You know, you never know if a disaster is going to happen on the interstate system. But, you know, I rely very, very, very heavily on my team and colleagues at the district level, which consists of 9 districts in Illinois and broken down into 5 regions across the state. And I can't say enough about them. I mean, if it wasn't for their expertise, cooperation, and partnership, we wouldn't be as successful as we are. Kudos to that team out there. So
tell me a little bit about the research, the preparations that have gone into what you're doing in Illinois to prepare for this eclipse on April 8th.
We have been planning for this April 8th, 2024 solar eclipse since August of 2022. It started with reviewing the lessons learned in the after action report from the 2017 eclipse. After reviewing the information, we knew we needed to do everything we could to mitigate traffic congestion on the interstate system. We were able to implement work zone special provisions. What this means is our districts are including traffic control provisions, plan notes, and other requirements and contract documents to mitigate traffic congestion as we anticipate a high volume of motorists. With that being said, 2017 eclipse went over southern Illinois. The 2024 is going to also be over southern Illinois. But X marks the spot, and that X is really down in southern Illinois over one of our state colleges down there. So high volume traffic area down there. But to ensure all levels of government were aware of the eclipse this year, in April of 2023, Illinois Department of Transportation met with more than 36 counties and municipalities. The roles of these participating ranged from emergency management directors, law enforcement, public works. So we were all coordinating preparation and to make sure they have the resources that they might need. We were also doing more robust communications to ensure the residents as well as visitors know what to expect during the eclipse this year and how to travel safely. That's very, very important. That includes coordinating messaging with other Midwest states that also have the eclipse this year.
A lot of times when we're talking about planning for special events, we're talking about things that are going to last a little bit long. It might be a Super Bowl game. It might be a large construction project. This is going to last less than 5 minutes. What goes into the staffing needs for something like this? Do you have to bring on additional staff to handle what's going to be going on around the eclipse?
That is a great question. You know, IDOT will staff the State Emergency Operation Center, which will be located here in Springfield, Illinois. We also have staff or personnel in the State Unified Area Command, which will be in Salem, Illinois. And we also have staff in the Area Command, which will be in Carterville, Illinois. It will be all hands on deck in each of the 9 districts throughout the state of Illinois. That is to ensure all staff members are available to assist as needed. This is in addition to our Traffic Management Center, also known as Station 1, which is located here in Springfield. The TMC, or Traffic Management Center, also known as Station 1, is a vital component to our operations here at IDOT and for the state as a whole. The District Communication Centers and Station 1 will support public, federal, and state partners with enhanced coordination with our staff in the SEOC, which is the State Emergency Operations Center, the State Unified Area Command, and the other area command that is out there as well. As for additional auxiliary staff, we are not hiring any additional staff for this event at this time.
You plan for the worst and hope for the best. Tell me about some of the negative scenarios that you're planning for this eclipse.
Negative is a terminology we don't like to say too much around here. We like to have, if all goes well, you know, we have clear, sunny skies. Everyone that's going to participate is going to enjoy themselves, you know. We ask, you know, if you're going to participate, if you are coming, if you are traveling, you know, arrive at their destination, give yourself enough time, you know, stay a while after the eclipse, enjoy the local attractions. And I think a big thing here that I've been hitting on for multiple months is have patience when traveling. You know, I would say if you're going to pack supplies for your trip, you know, also pack a 10-gallon tank of patience. We will have motorists out there. There will be, you know, a lot of traffic. So, I mean, you can anticipate traffic, slow moving traffic in certain parts, but you know, if everyone just, you know, enjoys what is happening, enjoy the local attractions, you know, and give yourself enough time to arrive to your destination, and when you're departing, you know, also, you know, just have some patience in the whole process as well.
Talk a little bit more, because not everyone, unfortunately, is going to follow that advice. What are some of the unique traffic management challenges that you're anticipating both before the eclipse and then immediately following the eclipse?
We are placing portable message boards to help motorists at large social gatherings. We will be working hand in hand with our partners at the Illinois State Police. They are a huge partner for this event. So we'll be working very, very closely with them, coordinating with them. They will be working side by side with our personnel in the State Emergency Operations Center, the Unified Area Command, and the other area command as well. So
it's been a few years since that last eclipse came through Southern Illinois. Needless to say, there has been new technology that's developed since that time. Are there any new technologies that you're planning to use as far as either the traveler information side or the traffic management, emergency management side of operations?
We'll be using the usual systems and methods as we would on a blue sky day. We will be using our GPS AVL, which is our automated vehicle locator, to monitor our IDOT fleet. We'll use the roadway weather information system as well. We'll also be utilizing the IDOT camera system to monitor traffic flow and potential congestion, which gives us the ability to change our dynamic message signs as well on the interstate to alert the traveling public.
Brandon, you talked about encouraging people to get to their location where they're going to watch the eclipse early, to stick around, enjoy some of the local sights after the eclipse ends. From the Illinois DOT perspective, how long do you anticipate the traffic effects of the eclipse to last?
I'm going to go back to based on 2017 eclipse, and that was before my time here at IDOT. What I found was that it took motorists approximately 8 hours to drive from southern Illinois to the Chicagoland area. But like we talked about earlier, that was due in part of work zone lane closures, and everyone essentially leaving immediately after the event. We can't ensure that there won't be a lot of traffic, but between the measures and planning that we have in place in our robust communications plan, I am very optimistic that it will mitigate the problems we had in 2017. It goes in hand in hand. Anyone traveling to the eclipse should have, again, patience and prepare for a longer drive time to and from your destination. I would also encourage individuals to stay a little bit longer, like previously discussed, and to not leave right away. You know, give yourself some time. I mean, you may be traveling hours to come see this eclipse for, like you mentioned earlier, under 5 minutes. You know, if it was me, I'm spending gas money, enjoy the local scenery, enjoy what Southern Illinois has to offer. It's a beautiful, beautiful place down in Southern Illinois.
You talked about one of the first meetings, I think you said you had some 30 plus counties that were involved with that initial meeting talking about this upcoming eclipse. What is some of the safety coordination that's taking place with the counties, local police, state police, and others?
You know, we're taking every measure to ensure our staff in the field and motorists are safe. We ask everyone to just be aware of your surroundings when traveling. When it goes, the solar eclipse does go over Illinois and it gets dark out, turn those headlights on, monitor your surroundings, because there will be people driving and, you know, there will be viewers. So just be safe out there, and we will do everything that we can.
And let me just ask a personal question. With all this preparation and the things that are going on the day of the eclipse, do you anticipate yourself having a chance to get out there and view any of the eclipse?
Oh, I do not believe I will. I will be in the State Emergency Operations Center with my colleagues. And, you know, during this eclipse, my main focus will be on safety before, during, and after the eclipse, making sure our teams are in place and the communication is working as planned. Well, for me, the main event really starts when the eclipse departs Illinois. I know, like I mentioned earlier, I've been planning for this since August of 2022. So it's been a long process, but, you know, we could do all this planning, and we'll see how things go with our planning. It should work out very, very well. But when all the people coming into Illinois and then departing afterwards, that's when the real event takes place. It's quite funny because I picture it as a large football game in mm-hmm. Southern Illinois, right? Everyone trying to leave all at once. We all been there. I would say it's my Super Bowl, but fortunately it doesn't happen every year. But my hope is that people are patient, stay a little longer to enjoy the local attractions of Southern Illinois. And if they do that, I think everyone will have a memorable experience.
Well, I wish you and all of your colleagues at Illinois DOT all the best on April 8th and in the time leading up to it. We've been talking on this edition of The Stream by Ashto with Brandon Keller. He is an emergency coordinator with the Illinois DOT Bureau of Operations. Brandon, thanks so much for being my guest on The Stream.
Thank you for having me.